Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Yes, but the Chris and Amy show, regularly at this time, has one of my favorite guests in.
Oh, Scott Jaga.
I'm here.
There he is. This is a great segment.
Yeah, every single Friday.
Well, the only segment that I know that rivals it is Sunday mornings at 7:20.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
Hancock and Kelly. Hancock and Kelly joined Scott on his
That's
show.
Right.
May not be at the top of my game at that time of the morning. But,
no,
we have froggy voices at that time.
Well, usually the first words I speak on Sunday mornings are "Good morning, Scott."
That's right.
The first thing I say.
But then you guys shuffle off to Fox 2.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're you got to be ready anyway.
Then we're up and about.
Yeah. You limber up a little bit vocally.
Stretching.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. So what's cooking there, big boy? What are you up to?
First of all, I want to say that the Chiefs being out of the playoffs is very good for me as a Buffalo Bills fan.
Well, there's a path there for the Bills.
I really did hate to see Mahomes get hurt.
Me too.
They were not going to make the playoffs either way.
Agreed.
With Mahomes. That was at the end of the game. But what I was disturbed about prior to this was that I heard a couple of people saying, well, if the Bills make the Super Bowl this year, there'll be an asterisk because Mahomes wasn't in the playoffs.
This is
very upsetting to me because they made the analogy to the 90s when Michael Jordan played baseball.
Yes.
And the Rockets won two straight NBA titles in between Jordan's consecutive titles. And I almost got apoplectic because Jordan wasn't playing. Mahomes has been playing all season.
Yeah.
Don't give me that argument.
No.
I don't want to hear it. Lamar Jackson has been playing almost all season.
He did miss a few.
So I don't want to hear.
Yeah.
And I don't care. He's been playing.
He has.
So there is no asterisk. Absolutely. And I'm not saying they're going to make the Super Bowl, but I like what I see from them. They're a flawed team, but they're also really dynamic. Actually, in the NFC, the team that they remind me of, Chris, I wish Chris was here, is the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're the top two running teams in the NFL, Bills, Bears.
Yeah.
They have dynamic quarterbacks. I mean, Caleb Williams has flaws. He's not that accurate. He's not Josh Allen, but he's a mini Josh Allen. And not really mini, but he makes Josh Allen-esque plays sometimes. That throw he had last week, I don't think anyone else in the league can make except Allen. That was an amazing throw in the back of the end zone to DJ Moore. And their defense is not great, but they're opportunistic. And the Bills have the same type of defense. They'll give up a lot of yards, but they take the ball away. So I did place a small wager on Bills Bears in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What are the odds on that thing?
Wow.
600-1.
Oh. So that means if you bet a dollar.
I didn't bet a dollar. I bet more than a dollar.
So you bet $2.
Yeah.
You get, $1,200?
Yeah. So multiply that by a bit. But
wow.
So did you just pick those two teams to be in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah.
They have that bet out there. Name the finalists. Mm. And the other team that I put in there with the Bills possibly is the Rams.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because they look on paper and on the field like the best team. And even though they lost last night, they looked like the better team.
You told me they lost. So I was driving from hell last night, you know, Jefferson City. I had my radio on and I was listening to the game's over. Okay, so go to the hockey game.
Right.
And you tell me that the Rams lost.
Yeah, the Seahawks came back and they went for two at the end of the game in overtime.
To tie the game.
No, to win the game.
Oh, to win the game.
They would have lost the game if they didn't get the two-point conversion. By the way, there was also the most bizarre two-point conversion in the history of the NFL. I don't think anyone can explain it. There was a backward pass.
Lateral,
technically. It was, and then the ball was knocked down, and it landed in the end zone, and then the Seattle player picked it up. Like, just picked it up to hand it back to the refs. But he was technically in the end zone, and then they reviewed it, and they said, that's a conversion.
Wow.
So... The NFL has been insane this year.
It has.
It's so weird.
And it's fun to see new teams. I mean, who would have thought the Chicago Bears would be in a playoff discussion? And it's great to see the Bills. Hey, when was your last chance to go see the Bills? Have you? Because this is the last year in that stadium, right?
It is the last year, and I'm not going to make it there before the stadium is done.
But that helps bring a little energy, to the Bills, too, because they want to win every game now they're playing. And I think the Bills are going to be tough to beat. And then, of course, you got L.A. coming in on the other side.
Well, don't forget the Patriots out there. Now, the Bills beat them last week, but the Patriots.
What a comeback.
Yeah, it was a great game.
I don't buy them this year. I don't think they're ready. They're good, but Drake May is young, and in the second half we exposed his weaknesses. He's not ready yet.
All right.
Bo Nix. Yes. Might be. He's better than Drake May right now.
The Denver Broncos
defense is nasty. The Patriots don't have that defense. The Houston Texans, holy cow, I don't want to play them.
Yeah.
They're like, their defense is, the Chiefs found out how good they are. That offense, we'll see. But yeah, I think overall the Bills have a pretty good chance. Watch out for the Jaguars too. That team's pretty good as well.
They've got a big game coming up this week.
Yeah.
Against the Broncos.
Yeah, that's a huge game in Denver.
Yeah.
That'll go a long way to the seeding, because if the Jaguars lose, what I actually would prefer as a Bills fan is if we're not going to win the division, is to get the 5 seed and have the Texans be the 7 seed. Then the Texans would play in New England, and I think they would beat them. They then would play in Denver, and I think they definitely could beat them.
Huh.
And then all of a sudden, if the Bills win games, they might have the AFC Championship in Buffalo at that stadium, which is about to go away.
Get leveled.
So that would be something. That'd be a hell of a story anyway.
It would be. It's been a fascinating season, I will say that. And a lot of twists and turns along the way. And, you know, the Chiefs, their run, they had a very good run, but I'm kind of glad to see them exit on the stage.
Yeah, and it seems like the fans did too, because I have a friend who owns a sports bar in St. Louis, and I went in the other day and I asked him about it, and he said, well, St. Louis Chiefs fans, you know, they're a bit of a bandwagon group.
Yeah.
So they haven't showed up the last few weeks. They've already gave up on them. And I was like, doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. But your Bills fans are hanging in, and there's quite a few Bills fans in St. Louis.
Yeah, we have a great group at the Shamrock Pub. We have
Where's that?
It's on Broadway, just a mile from here.
Okay.
They treat us really well. We have a big spread, and they serve pizza and wings. And, you know, for the Chiefs playoff game last year, we had 200 people in that building.
Wow.
200. And for most games, it's between like 70, around 50, 70. And then if there's a big game, it goes up to about 120. Maddie's been there.
How committed are you guys? Do you break tables and stuff?
We don't make that a tradition. We don't usually do that, especially guys my age do not do that. But we had a guy a couple years ago, he did it. He jumped off and he broke his ribs.
Yeah.
So that's dumb.
It's dumb.
It's dumb.
I don't understand how that became the vision for what the Bills fans.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't like being associated with it. I don't want to jump through a table. I never will. But I don't know.
I am kind of great. I'm excited that there's going to be a new stadium in Buffalo, but I kind of liked the story once a year that they'd get a ridiculous snowstorm in Buffalo all the fans had to go clean it out. That's not going to be the case anymore. Those days are going to be of the past, but it kind of takes you back to that old spirit of the NFL that it really truly is about the city.
Well, it is not a dome. They are not building a dome. It is an open air stadium. It's just, it's tailored after the Tottenham Hotspur soccer stadium, which is kind of state of the art, and it's resistant to the elements. So it's wind resistant and somewhat precipitation resistant, but it's not. I mean, if it dumps 7 feet, we're still going to have, that stadium's probably still going to have to be shoveled. I mean, they'll probably have heated seats and all that, so it might not. But, yeah, I get what you're saying, getting $20 an hour to go shovel snow 7 feet.
It's always a great story on Sundays when they're like, here's all the people in Buffalo.
I'll tell you who'd be great at that is George Ann. I mean, that gal can shovel some snow, God.
My grandmother can shovel, still has, at least in the recent past, shovel snow. And in April, she will be 102.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. She has, I would say at age 99 to 100, she was shoveling snow. She lives in the Niagara Falls.
What does she eat?
Yeah.
Whatever she wants. I mean, is she one of these people who drinks wine and smokes cigarettes?
No, no. She's not that late. But yeah, she keeps herself busy mentally and physically. She has around her house, a garden that she's kept up. She drove until like last year. I mean, she's a marvel.
She's
going to
be 102. That's phenomenal.
She said she's going to stick around until the Bills win the Super Bowl. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. Good genes in my family.
Yeah, well, that's something to look forward to.
You chatting with Stu Mac this week?
We're doing Christmas traditions with Maddie.
Oh.
Talking about our own personal traditions, but also some international ones that are kind of weird.
I remember this one.
Yeah, I mean,
something about a Yule log somewhere, right?
Oh, that's
the Yule log. That's the thing you put on the fire, right? And
this one's not that. This one is something else.
It's worse.
We did something as kids in our neighborhood. It was out in St. Charles. It was a much smaller community than St. Charles is today, where they had us put these little paper bags with candles. And every neighbor.
Luminaries.
Yeah. But I mean, it went on for miles.
Yeah. We do that.
And miles and miles. Yeah. And I don't see it anymore.
We do it.
Really?
My neighborhood. Luminaries.
Everybody coordinates it, et cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you get those couple that didn't do it.
Exactly.
And you look at them. And then there's some neighbors who go out and scamper to put it out for them.
Yeah. And you light them up there and the little bags glow. And it's a beautiful sight.
Oh, that's really pretty.
It's a beautiful sight.
There's some that are kind of weird, though, like. Find the pickle in the tree. Yeah. Do you know that one?
I never did that one, but I know about it.
That's one.
Pickle
that,
in the tree.
Yeah.
It's like a pickle ornament.
A pickle ornament. And you say your family is hosting Christmas. Yeah. Part of the day is spent trying to find
the
stupid
pickle in
pickle.
The tree.
And if, you know, whoever hides it, if they're good at it, I mean, it could take a long time. It could take the whole weekend to find the damn thing.
A pickle in a tree.
Yeah.
I
have stuck my face in many a Christmas tree to find
a pickle. A pickle and in a tree.
Because there was a prize at the end of it. When you get the pickle, you get a present or something. I mean, if you're bored for Christmas weekend, it's something to do, I suppose. People have interesting traditions around the holidays.
May have to look into that.
Yeah.
I may start a new one this year. It's supposed to be 70 degrees on Christmas. I may be playing golf before before I go meet my family for Christmas. Can you believe 70 degrees in St. Louis on Christmas?
Well, it's happened. They were talking about a white Christmas earlier. Was it Dave Murray who was predicting
somebody
a white Christmas? I don't think that's going to happen.
Not
now.
If it's 70.
No, I'll be in flip flops. I mean, it's just hard to believe. It's going to take a little of the spirit out if it's that warm.
Yeah. I won't have to wear my long johns, though. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
I'll be in North Carolina. It'll probably be 65 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. You're going to be on the ocean?
No. Charlotte. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boy, big growing town.
That's it.
Oh, they've been growing for 30 years.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, my brother's in Charlotte.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Charlotte, go ahead.
Have you spent time there?
No.
Oh. It is a sprawling metropolis.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember, I have a great, very small story. When I worked there for the public radio station, and I covered city stuff, and they had this conference where they were talking about building beltways, because they wanted to build a beltway around Charlotte.
Right.
And this guy from Atlanta, Charlotte is Atlanta Junior.
Yeah.
He came up, and they did not expect him to say this, because Charlotte is run by developers. And he said, I have three words for you. Don't build it.
Wow.
He said, don't do it. Because what's going to happen is you're going to build this many lanes, let's say six.
Uh-huh.
And then all the development on the exits is going to grow and grow and grow. And you're going to need more lanes. And then you're going to build more lanes. And then you're going to have more exits with development. And that's exactly what happened.
Sure.
Wow.
That's exactly what's happened.
But and don't take advice on traffic from anyone from Atlanta. Yeah, that goofiness where they put every highway gets streamed in the downtown. There's no way to get around Atlanta. You have to go through it.
Yeah.
Right.
Where you can cheat St. Louis or Chicago. You don't have to go through the main area. Atlanta, you're forced to go through downtown.
True.
Nashville traffic's bad now, too.
But Charlotte and Nashville are both cities that every time I go to, because when we grew up, those were little cities, right? And then you come back to St. Louis and you're depressed because you're like, wow, look at what Nashville, look at what Charlotte, look at what Austin is doing. And it gives me that St. Louis depression when I go to those small cities that have become metropolises.
I will make a counter argument, though. Charlotte destroyed every old thing they ever had.
Did they?
So there's no character whatsoever.
Right.
So everything's new.
Like Houston.
Houston, Dallas, Charlotte, Phoenix, all those Southwest cities or Southern cities where everyone migrated back in the day to from cities like Buffalo and Cleveland and Pittsburgh. And unfortunately, they destroyed the character. So St. Louis, when people come here, they're very impressed by the architecture.
Right.
Because it's been preserved. And so that is one little tick in our corner here in St. Louis.
How about that? How about Scott Jagow bringing home the pro St. Louis right before Christmas?
Totally.
It's my Christmas present.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to the old Rock House down the street here?
I have been to the old
great,
Rock House.
There's a great building that's a concert venue now.
That's next to the Shamrock Pub, by the way.
Is it? Okay, cool. And I don't know how old the old Rock House is, but it's 100 and something years old. It's really old. And I had some friends in that came to a concert with me there, and they were more mesmerized by the building because they're like, we have nothing that's over 100 years old in Dallas.
Yeah.
And wow, this is awesome. And they're walking around taking pictures of it. I'm like, you guys are weird.
Well, I do feel like the migration patterns are going to reverse, though. First of all, those cities are so populated and spread out.
Yeah.
I it's not my style, but also the climate. Mm. And I feel like people might start moving back north.
Yeah.
Because of the temperatures.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. That's Scott Jagow, Sunday morning from
6:30 to 9:30.
It's one of the best, maybe the best show on this radio station, if you want to know the truth.
Hancock and Kelly on it. Of course it is.
Well, there it is.
It's fun. I listen to it start to finish.
Yep, it's a great show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.